Devil's Leader. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on October 7th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Ursula Bielski warms us up for the first annual Chicago Ghost Conference. Robert M. Honeycutt drops in to give us the current haps on the Georgia Ghost Society. Later on the night tonight, Max Ryan joins us from the Partnership for the Exploration of Paranormal Phenomena and Research. And finally, energy worker Michelle Belanger finishes off the night with us. Should be a great show. If that's any indication, that horrible intro I did tonight, is any indication of the show we're going to have tonight, it should be very interesting.
I'm thoroughly enjoying the new music, though.
Happy Halloween!
Yay!
Yes.
I have taken the time to do these wonderful new liners for the wonderful month of Halloween, seeing that we're going to be broadcasting so much this month.
I know.
we have... 2 weekends, where this weekend and next weekend when we're broadcasting. And then we're going to be at UNIVCON.
Yes.
The third weekend. Let me look at the calendar here. The third weekend, I believe. Weekend of the 18th through the 21st, we're going to be at UNIVCON. There are some talks about us actually going and doing some live broadcasting from there. So as soon as we find something out, I'll let you guys know. By the way, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I am Keith.
Yes, we do have a guest host tonight. Doug will be joining us soon. We hope, we think, but that's Doug, so who knows what's going to happen with that. We'll have to just play it by ear tonight. We're only going to be broadcasting this weekend and next weekend, which kind of bums me out because it is obviously the month of October now. Mm. And traditionally what we do
for the month of October is ghost hunting group.
I've had a hell of a weekend.
I'm going to help you out.
I'm not quite here right now. But traditionally what we do is it's ghost hunting, like Bonnie said.
It's ghost month. Ghost hunting groups all month.
Yeah, that's what we normally do. And we're going to have a handful of ghost hunters on tonight and next weekend also, along with some other surprises. But unfortunately, we're going to be gone for half the month, though, on the road.
Yes,
we are. All the events going on in October, this is the first year we've really taken advantage of all those and decided to go out and attend these things.
This is the first year we've taken advantage of a lot of things.
Yeah.
We've been on the road more than we've been
especially
here.
Our youthfulness. Fun. What's that, Keith?
Traveling's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, traveling is a lot of fun. By the way, like I mentioned, we do have our guest host, Keith Brewers, in the house who more...
I don't know about in the
who
house.
Who is a one-armed bandit right now.
Yeah, you're... What happened, man? What happened?
I got in a fight with a steel pole.
You got into a fight with a steel pole?
And apparently
to say
lost.
You won.
You got into a fight with a steel pole?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you about that. Maybe
the sounds that we heard earlier is probably going to be the operating room tomorrow.
Oh, you're getting the fix tomorrow? You're going to
be
going
to restructure the bone, put some pins in, slap me around. It'll be pretty fun.
Oh, that'll be nice. Well, most of you guys know Keith because he's our liner guy. He's the guy, when you hear us coming in and out of breaks and all that fun stuff, he's the guy that you'll hear introducing us and stuff like that, making us sound like we're actual rock stars, which we're not.
And he's an all-around cool guy.
Keith does a fine job on that stuff. And whenever Doug's on the road or whenever Doug's not here, I always like to bring Keith in to hang out with us. And he always makes things a lot of fun here on the show. So welcome back,
Keith. Them to have me.
You pay them. Welcome back, Keith.
Why, thank you.
A lot going on. First thing I want to mention, actually, this is the one thing I want to get out. If you haven't checked the archives yet, I do have everyone except for one All the speaker presentations from the Mothman Festival has been posted up on the Ghostly Talk site for free download. I am still waiting for confirmation. I'm trying to track down Dan Cutler, which I really want to get his piece of piece of audio up there. But I can't do anything until I actually talk to the gentleman and verify it's okay. So I'm working on that. I am still waiting on confirmations from all the Mid-South presentations, too, from the Mid-South Paranormal Convention we were just at 2 weekends ago. So I'm going to keep you guys posted on that also. I'm going to let you guys know what's going on, and I will have those up as soon as I get confirmations. But the Mothman Festival ones are up there, and they came out splendid.
Very cool. I'm going to have to listen to them because I didn't get to go this year.
They all came out great. They came out really good because, you know, we've been doing this for a little while now, doing this particular project where when we're on the road, we tape the speakers. And we figured out this really simple thing, this really, I should say, very difficult thing to figure out, is that, you know, when you're outside, you shouldn't be trying to mic things, like mic cabinets and stuff like that. See, I'm from the old school where you just mic all the cabinets. You don't DI anything. You don't plug into the back of anything. You mic the cabinets, right? And Keith, you know, you're shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. But
whether it works or not, you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't know any better.
When you have a really high sensitivity mic, though, you're trying to record people with, and then all of a sudden a gust of wind comes up, it sounds like just like somebody put a blanket over the microphone and started to shake it like old-time radio and stuff when they were trying to simulate thunder. So, you know, we actually plugged into the back of the board for this one at the Mothman Festival, and they came out really, really good. So I think I'm excited to hear what people think about that stuff. Check them out, download them, all that fun stuff. Any other announcements we have, Bonnie? Anything else that's on your mind?
I don't think we have anything else that pressing that needs discussing.
It's been kind of mellow here. It is obviously Halloween. Got to go. You can appreciate this. Amber took me, and I stressed the term "took me" to see Machine Head last night out in Grand Rapids along with Arch Enemy. And I'm gonna probably get killed, but I have to tell this story on the air because it's so funny, right?
Ooh, tell it.
She's gonna kill me probably for talking about this, but
I got your back.
We're laughing about it now. I might endanger my relationship with Amber by talking about this.
I doubt it.
But I gotta tell this quick story. It's really funny. And then I want to read some ghost stories.
Ooh, excellent.
We got some free time here for the first half an hour. But we were at the show last night, and I think it's my age now. Because I'm getting much more cranky at shows with people. I'm not nearly as tolerant as I used to be.
I don't like when you arrived, make comments about age because I'm older than you.
Not much older than me.
But still, I'm older than you.
Well, what happened last night is the first two bands were great. They were splendid. Had a couple of drinks, talked to some people. It was fun. And Arch Enemy came on, which if some of you listeners out there, I'm sure you've heard of him before. That's who we came to see. Amber really wanted to see Arch Enemy. So they start playing, and we were kind of like down in the crowd to the left of the stage, but not quite. We were in that area where it's like, yeah, I want to be with it, but I don't want to get my butt kicked by somebody. So I'm going to like just check it out and enjoy it.
Those guys, I spend half the time looking at the band and half the time looking behind their back.
Exactly, yeah. And you see, I should have, you know, after like 20 years of going to concerts, you'd think that I may have learned my lesson. I may have learned my lesson, but Doug, you're on, by the way, now. I see Doug, oh, wait, I got to pull the phone line in.
No, you guys unmuted me.
I just unmuted you right now.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I can barely hear you, too. You sound terrible. What's going on?
Oh, I'll switch. Hang on.
He sounds like he's talking.
No, he's got that stupid headset on.
Probably. I hate those stupid things. He's got so many gadgets. He wants to look like Britney. He can't help it.
Oh, yeah. Doug, you there?
Well, you've got,
there
you've
it
got
is.
To remember I am driving as we speak.
Oh, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
If we hear any loud crashes, we'll disconnect really quick.
Well, I got to finish this story.
Oh,
yeah, we'll know that you went to a barrel roll of fury and your car's on fire.
Call my parents if that.
I'll let you know. We'll call them.
We will.
On the air, too. We'll do it right on the air, the whole thing.
Oh, that'll
be
good. It'll be drama. It'll be good.
That'd be real nice. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Right?
Just
no,
don't
so anyways,
answer well, at first.
What's that, Doug?
I want to hear about your weekend, Scott, and then I want to tell you about my weekend.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't know you were going to be joining us so soon, so we can talk about that. That's cool. Let me finish this one really quick, because this is pretty hysterical. So
I can't wait. Yeah.
So the band's playing. Arch Enemy's playing. We're having a splendid time. It's really great. And as you know, Keith, there's this whole thing. All of a sudden, I feel somebody land on my head.
Oh, I've been so there.
Crowd surfing? Gone bad.
So now, and I do my normal thing. When somebody lands on my head, I just elbow them in the gut as hard as I can, going, dude, don't jump on me, right? So I do my traditional elbow to the stomach, and I hear the traditional F and U come out of the guy's mouth, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, fine, whatever. But in the process of doing this, he knocked my baseball cap off, right?
Oh, that's deadly.
No, that ain't a big deal. I wasn't really mad about that. But I love my baseball cap because, you know, I have to wear it because my hair blows around now all over the place. I'm in the car. It drives me insane. That's the reason I bought this baseball cap about 3 months ago. So it fell off my head. And the love of my life standing next to me, Amber Rose, I don't know what possessed her to do this at the time, but she just grabbed my baseball cap and threw it into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she didn't know it was yours.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. Right? So I turn to her and give her my usual when something stupid happens. What the bleep, bleep, bleep are you doing? That's my baseball cap. And she's kind of like, uh-oh. You know? She thought it was somebody. She thought it was the guy, the crowd surfer's cap. And she's like, well, smelly crowd surfer. I'm just going to throw his hat for crowd surfing, right? No, it was my freshly washed hat I washed yesterday.
We love you, Amber.
I was so pissed. Since then, I've lightened up a bit, but I wasn't too happy for the rest of the night. It was a fun show, though.
Was it your all-black hat?
Yeah, it was just my all-black hat, my favorite hat.
Maybe she was throwing it so that you could throw the person with the hat.
No, I'll give it. Do you want to hear her synopsis of the event?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, Sky. I just saw a hat land on me. I thought it was a smelly crowd server, so I threw it. I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't put my wallet in your hand. So, all right, now that I'm a dead man, now that I'm doomed, I was debating on talking about that, but, you know.
That's a good story.
Nah, I'm gonna be in big trouble.
I'm glad it wasn't me. I usually urinate on them.
I got a story to tell you after the show about that.
Uh-oh.
I think you've heard that one, Bonnie.
Yes, I have.
As far as concert horror stories.
Yes, uh-oh. I have. Doug, splendid, how
splendid
was your
show.
Weekend?
Well, thank you. That was an interesting and fun story. I have to give Amber Rose a big hug for that. That hat, I know it was freshly washed, but it was a little tattered after a while. You do wear it everywhere, Scott, so we'll get you a new one.
It looks brand new, Doug.
It was a brand new hat. It was only a couple months old. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, maybe I'm thinking of a different one. Anyway, I am in, right now as we speak, I am in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on MySpace, Satan Space, knows that I have been in Wisconsin since Wednesday night. And I came to Wisconsin for the sixth annual Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I came. It's a one-day event just today, just Sunday, from 9 in the morning until 5 p.m. However, it was running a little bit over. I had to duck out. And that's Central Time. That's not Eastern Time. So that means as I ducked out, Ghostly Talk was starting, and I heard the very beginning of Ghostly Talk, of course.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was interesting. Editable, I think.
No.
It was good.
No, it sucked. It sucked. Let's be honest
here. It was incredible. Dave Schumacher, is an amazing person, and him and the Southwest Paranormal Research Group, SWPRG, did an outstanding job on this conference. It was very technical-oriented,
mm-hmm.
And it started out with Tim Hart. Tim Hart created this interesting gizmo that he hooks up to a laptop computer, and it monitors all kinds of things. It includes things like a weather station and monitors infrared and EMF and all kinds of different environmental variables and things that can float about. And then he can analyze the data that it captures, and it captures, you can set it from one reading a second to 1,440 readings per second to capture data about a place that you are investigating.
Uh-huh.
And you can analyze that and determine if any anomalous things occurred, in these measurements,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely fascinating. It's a step closer to, I think, finding out if ghosts affect the environment that we're in. I mean, we've all got a hint of that in that, you know, you feel cold spots or warm spots, or you see a mist, or you get an EMF reading, or you capture an EVP. You get hints of this. But how can you continuously record? Snap a phone.
Uh-oh.
Are we losing Doug?
I think we are.
Doug, you there? Oh, he's
no,
gone.
We lost
he is
Dougie.
So gone.
Well, at least there wasn't an entire screaming or, you know.
Doug!
Doug, we lost you, but
we
still love you.
You know, I'll just leave his line hot.
So then he can come screeching back in, cussing about his wireless service.
There he went. We just lost him. Oh, man, what a bummer.
He'll call
his line hot.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I had a bad feeling that was going to happen. He's on the road.
He's on the road. It happens.
We're going to be. He's going to probably be in and out all night long, but Doug wanted to join us tonight, and hopefully we'll see him pop back in here sooner or later.
And we love Dougie Fresh.
We do have a couple of minutes here, so I think what we're going to do is a Rita Ghost Story, because it is Halloween.
Ooh.
And, of course, you see, what my plan was this week was to go through my couple of little books that I have here that are always fun to read on the air.
That
and like,
look older than dirt, some of them.
Well, yeah, they're they're pretty old. These are real old. These are from my childhood and stuff like that. But they're chock full of little ghost stories and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Actually, the one I'm holding right now is the 10 Creepiest Places in America.
Ooh.
Alan Zullo. Mr. Alan Zullo wrote this. I wonder what the copyright date is on this thing. This has got to be old. I don't know if this one's that old, actually.
Well,
let's see here. 1997. I mean, that's not that old. It's only for book standards. That's only 10 years old.
Yeah,
that isn't that big of a deal. Doug's back. I want to see if he's back on.
Sure.
Maybe we won't read a ghost story. Doug, are you back?
Yeah. Evidently, Southern Wisconsin is not blessed with cell towers of my particular brand. Yeah.
You don't say.
Signal faded. Nonetheless, this gizmo is amazing. And, of course, Dave Schumacher has his own version of it called DEAD, D-E-A-D. And these are arrays of equipment that hook up to laptops that can monitor the environment. So we got to see a presentation on each of these versions of this environmental monitoring thing. We also heard from Mark Stevens, who, by the way, Scott L., I have invited on the show. Mark Stevens is a producer of, movies and videos and things like that. He and the Southwest Paranormal Research Group got Jennifer, it's Jennifer Lauer and Dave Schumacher and their team.
Mm-hmm.
They produced something called the Ghosts of Door County. Door County is a peninsula here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just totally amazing because they went to 10 different places and they filmed it in high def, very, very professional looking production because that's what the fellow Mark Stevens does is he produces video for a living. So in his downtime, he decided to tackle making an independent film. And you know what's my total passion?
Let me figure.
Hookers?
Hookers, yeah.
yeah, okay.
Smoking,
but no,
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi, yeah.
How about
and
female
crystal.
Dancing Sasquatch?
independent film. Hang on, I have to pay a toll.
Oh, wow, this is fascinating.
That we're live with Doug paying a toll.
Ooh.
Did he say that he was paying her toll?
It's not paying a good toll unless you yell what?
Let me find some music for this. We're gonna put some music in for
I had to pay a toll and Bonnie wasn't here to hand me the cash.
Here's the music for Doug paying the this is paying toll music.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, this is actually toll paying music here on Ghostly Talk.
I love that. But he an independent art. I am very pro independent film, independent.
Are you telling the toll booth person this, or are you telling us this, Doug?
I'm talking to the toll booth person. I'll get back to Ghostly Talk in a minute. No, I'm telling you guys. I'm into independent things, independent music, independent video, independent art, independent anything. And if it's independent talk show, I love podcasts and podcasters. Everything, non-mainstream. I also like certain mainstream things too, you know, but if it's independent, I love it. And if I hate it, I'll tell you I love it. I think I even said that on my MySpace or Fate and Space page.
So we're going to have
Mark Stevens, and we have to have Jennifer and Dave on again around the time that the movie is available for sale on the web, because I want to get a free copy, you know, and what better way than to have so.
I'm glad you're being honest about that, Doug.
Oh, you mean we're on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
I'm just kidding. I want to promote independent art and independent work, obviously.
It'll be cool to check that out, man. We'll have to definitely bring them on for that. What else happened this weekend? How did everything else go?
Well, unfortunately, my friends sort of ended up, most of my friends who I had met via the internet, pooped out on me this weekend. I was a little depressed about that, in case anybody was monitoring my mood or status or whatever it is. I was a little depressed, but I didn't really enjoy Green Bay. I'm sorry anybody who wants to go see Doug from Green Bay.
Green Bay is like
Green Bay was
the size of a street corner and a stadium.
Sports festival.
What they have?
Sports festival. 24-hour sports.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You say that like it's a bad thing, Doug.
Well, I watch one football game a year, the Super Bowl, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And I even have, you know, after a couple of years of doing ghostly talk on Super Bowl Sunday, I finally, you know, set my foot down and said, no ghostly talk on Super Bowl Sunday, because I've been missing Super Bowl.
Yeah,
because you're such a partier.
But in Green Bay, it's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week sports. And I just wasn't into it that much. I loved the hotel I stayed in. But I didn't get, you know, I met up with one of my internet friends, a mortician, actually. I learned a lot. It was very interesting, and we ate at a place that makes pancakes, let's just say, famous.
Where you got your coconut pancakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but I didn't get that. I ended up getting the diet. They have a low carb breakfast, and that's what I got. Worked out well. So I learned a lot from him, and that was fantastic. And that was Friday night. And then Saturday I went down. Well, Friday night I also learned that my friend from Chicago was going to be unable to join me for a ghost hunt Saturday night, and then on to the conference. Today, my internet friend, you know, I talk to people on the internet now, I guess. I don't know what happened to me. I just started communicating to people. No email. I still don't email, but my friend from Chicago, online friend, could not join me, so I don't get to meet him until maybe Chicago in a couple of weeks with Ursula's big conference, the first Chicago paranormal conference. Maybe he'll be in town then, but he had to go work. So he couldn't join me here, but I met a ghost hunting group from Idaho, mm-hmm. which was fantastic. I was so impressed with them. I met just so many cool ghosts. I met these two ladies that are fascinating. One of them's name was Jane. She's the first one I met, and I'm sorry I can't remember the second one, but her name. But I remember talking to her it seemed to fly by, but it could have been like 20 minutes of a stretch. It was just amazing. We talked about Sedona, Arizona, and I got to go there eventually. So I don't know. I just had a fantastic time being an attendee. Oh, and I won stuff. They give away door prizes at their conference, but Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference. They give away door prizes. You get these tickets. And then you can win if they draw your number. I won flashlights. Now, that's totally important for us, because if anybody's ghost hunted with Ghostly Talk, they know that none of us seem to ever bring flashlights.
It's not true anymore.
So
I have my flashlights along with every little nook and cranny of equipment I have now, because I have the case.
Yes, he does, and it's a very nice case. I've seen it.
Oh, well, that's a very good idea, because
we're changing.
We were notorious for a while anyway.
I'll pimp them. I'll tell you, man. We all got to go to Harbor Freight and get a case now, man. I love that place.
They're very nice.
I know. I have to go. But then there's, and then I also won some interesting panic buttons, but they're not panic buttons. One's an insult button, so of course Bonnie's getting mad.
Oh, thank you.
She can always just reach over and hit that. Now, it's unsuitable for air.
Mm-hmm.
We can't air the insult, so we can't have it inside the studio.
Doug, most of the time, I'm unsuitable for air, Doug.
So we'll just mount it, like, to your shoulder or something.
Oh, that'll be great.
Whenever you want to insult someone, you can just reach over. Or you can just point at it, and we can reach over and insult ourselves.
Oh, that'll be good. I like that.
Yes. And then I won some products, like hair products and nail products and things like that, which I immediately thought, oh, I need to see if Bonnie wants this. Because good stuff. It's the kind of thing I think you like. So these are really awesome. I loved the Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference.
Excellent.
I just felt like clicking a random sample.
Raving review.
Glad you enjoyed yourself, Doug. I wish we could have all been out there this weekend.
It was amazing. However, I do have a long drive ahead of me. But as a matter of fact, I have 388 miles to go.
Well,
good.
In order to be home.
But I'll call you on my way home.
Oh, good, because I'm going to be, you know, just like probably asleep by then. So you might want to call me.
I will.
447 miles is my fuel range. 388 miles to go in the trip. I should make it in one tank. That'll rock.
Excellent. Good to know.
Well, that was quite a commentary, Doug, I have to say.
I did not get much ghost hunting in, but I did hear some interesting stories. Like I said, I talked with a mortician, so I learned a lot about death and dying, which, of course, was not what I wanted to hear. But it was interesting. I still had a very good time talking with him. And then last night I was talking with some Janesville local, and he was telling me about haunted, oh, this is really good, haunted hunting cabins.
Mm.
Really?
Haunted hunting cabins here in Wisconsin. And it was fascinating because these are people who get, you know, they typically give no thought whatsoever to, I mean, it's interesting, of course. Anything ghostly is always interesting, but they, you know, usually they just dismiss things. But then, come to find out after a couple of years of this, they go, did you hear that? Yes, I hear music. Who's playing music? Turn that off. And then there's no music playing, and then they chalk it up to, you know, it's both of them haunting. Maybe it's good luck. So then if they get a deer that year, then every year that they hear music, they'll catch a deer. So I just thought that was absolutely fascinating how the lore worked. Hauntings and deer hunting is the new book coming out by Doug.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
Yes, I have exactly one story for my book. So it's not going to be the biggest book. No, I'm not really writing a book, but I thought it was a...
why don't you make it into a pamphlet?
It'll be a blog entry.
There you go.
I'm publishing it. But it was definitely an interesting story, and I enjoyed hearing it 100%. The one haunt that I wanted to go to is called Elms Road, and it's written up, of course, on, you know, Shadowlands, and it's also on Wix, HauntedWii.com. And, however, it's not really written up on Haunted Wii, because they would, or Haunted Y, I don't know how they pronounce it, but it's just mentioned. And I thought, oh, I want to go there. So I looked at in the, you know, I've got a GPS, and I've got the Streets and Trips program on my laptop, and I look it up, and there is no Elms Road in that city that it's mentioned to be in.
Hey,
but
Doug?
I was confused.
Doug?
So I didn't end up actually going.
Doug?
I didn't know where to go.
Dougie.
So
Doug.
I asked around today.
Dougie.
Doug.
None of the ghost hunters seemed to know exactly where it was. So
Doug.
I was a little
Doug.
Glad that I didn't go.
Dougie Fresh.
Doug?
Doug.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the microphones? We got to go to break, unfortunately, Doug. Doug, you there?
You're going to break?
Yeah, we got to go to break, man.
Go to break, then. You guys,
stay right there.
What show you've got? Ursula Bielski coming.
Yeah, Ursula Bielski's coming out. We're gonna be talking about the first annual Chicago Ghost Conference. Doug, don't leave. Stay right on the line. You gonna hang out with us for a while? What are you gonna do? You want to drive? Do you want to drive?
I'm
I mean, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. All right, hang out. That's cool. All right, tell you. Let's go to break here. Well, this is going over like a Wow.
I'm having fun.
All right, we'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Ask what you can do for your country. Shadow Governments, Strange Rituals, New World
Shadow
Order,
Governments, Strange
Buried
Rituals,
Treasure,
New
Planetary
World
Mind
Order,
Control,
strange
Military
Cover-Up,
Shadow Governments, Strange Rituals, New World Order, Buried Treasure, Planetary Mind Control,
Unidentified Flying
Objects,
Unidentified
Flying
Objects,
Unidentified
Flying
Objects,
Population
Assassination,
Ancient Rites,
Pyramid,
Illuminati, Pyramid,
Out there.
It's a strange world.
Visit OutThereRadio.net for more information.
Purchase your tickets now for the Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Research Group's 6th Annual Paranormal Conference and get automatically registered to win a laptop computer. The conference will be held on October 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Best Western Conference Center in Janesville, Wisconsin. Featured speakers include Pulitzer Prize-winning author Deborah Blum, psychotherapist and discoverer of induced after-death communication Dr. Alan Botkin, researcher Timothy Hart, Jennifer Lauer and Dave Schumacher will be speaking about their new book, Investigating the Haunted, Ghost Hunting Taken to the Next Level. Please join us for this one-of-a-kind conference. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to www.swprg.com or call 608-931-3633.
That's my favorite one right there.
I love it. I love it.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
What is that?
I love the sounds of
this. This is called sound production work.
Do you guys have the lights turned low in the studio? And
oh, yeah. We got a dead cat laying on the floor next to us right
all
now.
All the black light pictures around here.
No, it's, yeah.
It's awesome.
This is going... This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith.
I'm Doug. I'm mobile.
Now, what we were mentioning in the first half hour amongst all, I don't remember half of it, but we're going to be doing a lot of traveling this month. This is a really busy month for Ghostly Talk. This is the first, we're taking on a pretty ambitious tour schedule here towards the end of the month. We're doing like 3 or 4 conferences like in 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's going to be a lot of fun too. And most, well, namely the one coming up here pretty quick and who we have on the line actually is the first annual Chicago Ghost Conference. And we are like totally stoked about this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's just going to be so much going on that weekend, I don't even know where to start. So I think it'll be better to let Ursula Bielski tell us all about
Why
it.
Why don't we?
I think we should. Ursula, you there?
I'm right here.
Ursula, it's so good to have you on the show. Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Thanks for having me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you're doing this little conference, I guess. Which I use the term little
conference.
In a really, yeah, it's going to be huge, as a matter of fact. Where should we start with this? Because I know there's a lot to cover here to tell people about this and to get the word out. Because we want to get as many people there as possible in Chicago that weekend. And the actual weekend, when is it going to be again?
It's going to be the last weekend in October. So we're starting Friday night, the 26th, and then like the conference will go all day. And now evening on Saturday. We just added an evening session Saturday, too.
What's the evening session on Saturday going to consist of?
I'm not really sure. I'm not planning it. It's being planned by a filmmaker in Chicago named Scott Marcus, who wrote a book a few years back called Voices from the Chicago Grave. And the book was grew out of a movie that he made when he was just a teenager, and now he's been working on Lost and Batman and all these big projects, but he had some time off for a couple months and was really excited about this conference and second for it, and I said, do whatever you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, let me do an evening session. So he's putting together all kinds of crazy film clips, and they're filming, they've been shooting for the last like 3 weeks all over Chicago, putting together all kinds of original footage from all around Chicago for this evening session. So I'm not really sure what he has planned, but I know it's going to be really cool.
Well, why don't we start with Friday night then? I know we got to get down there early because Ghostly Talk's always the first people to be there, all set up, ready to go, you know, that usual stuff. But Friday, I understand that it's going to be a cocktail reception starting at 5 p.m. Am I correct?
Right. We're all starting out in the lobby of the Congress Hotel. The conference is going to be at the Congress Plaza Hotel right on Michigan Avenue. I mean, right across the street from Lake Michigan, Buckingham Fountain. The Congress Hotel was built for the Columbian Exposition back in, you know, the late 1800s to house visitors to the World's Fair. It has, like, 1,000 rooms in it, and, literally, like, 30 of them are haunted.
Wow.
We've investigated the place a lot over the last few years, and it was weird because when I got the idea to do something like this, it was, like, it had come on the tail of us doing a lot of investigating there, so it seemed like the perfect place. And especially there's several ballrooms in the place that are haunted, but the place, the venue that we're having the conference at is the most haunted one. It's the Florentine Room, and it's got these beautiful paintings all around the ceilings and the walls depicting scenes from Florence, Italy. But the room was originally a roller rink when the hotel was built, and the security guards will still hear that organ music during the night, and they'll hear the old wooden roller skates on the old wooden floors during the night. So definitely there's weird stuff going on there. And it's funny, too, because when I thought of doing this, I said, oh, we've got to have it in the Florentine room because it's so haunted.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, like, after we had planned it and rented out the room and had all these reservations, that while we were investigating the Florentine room, batteries died all over the place. Electricity blew out all the time, you know, all kinds of crazy things like that would go on. So now I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope this kind of stuff isn't usually happen during the conference.
Now, let me get this straight. This is where the conference is going to be at, is in this room, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Don't blow our board up, please.
We're going to try. It's going to be okay. So it's cool. So, yeah, so we're starting up Friday night in the lobby of the Congress. We're just getting together in the lobby. There's just this funky old bar in the lobby. We're just going to kind of all gather together there and, you know, meet whoever's around on Friday night. And then Friday night we're just going to do some cool stuff. There's the president of the Chicago chapter of the Society of American Magicians, Neil Tobin, does this awesome show at the Excalibur nightclub, which is the original historical society building, one of the most haunted places in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this show in the basement, and it's this illusion show, but it's based on some of Chicago's most famous ghost stories. So it's very cool, very atmospheric, and it's really cool kind of introduction to the ghosts of Chicago. So
you're going to get us loaded, and then we're going to see a magic show.
Basically, yeah.
We got the chronology down, I think. That'll work.
And then we're doing, you know, anybody that's got tickets, we're going to pick up everyone at the Excalibur with our Chicago Haunting Ghost Bus, and we're going to do our, like, super deluxe blockbuster Chicago Hauntings tour, like, all over the city, and go to, you know, all the most actively haunted places in the city. So that'll be cool. So that's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, we're starting at, the doors open at 9. We've got 22 exhibitors, including 7 ghost hunting groups from around the Midwest. We've got Missouri Paranormal Research coming. We've got Brian Leffer's group from Minnesota coming. We've got Southern Wisconsin coming. We've got PRISM coming from Nebraska. We've got...
I think we've actually had them on the show before, Ursula.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I think we've had them on the show
before. Oh, my gosh, they do such good work. So yeah, ghost hunting groups coming from all over. We've got The Unexplained World here in Chicago with Ed Shanahan is going to be doing readings all day. We've got a lot of vendors that are going to be there. We've got the Bachelor's Grove Restoration Project that's going to be there talking about the work that they're doing to clean up Bachelor's Grove, which,
oh my God,
as every
it.
Chicagoan knows, is, you know, one of the most notoriously haunted places in the Midwest. So they've been doing a lot of work in the last few years trying to just clean it up because nobody's really responsible for it. So they're going to be there with a table, and this is one of the coolest things. We're going to be a satellite gallery of the National Halloween Art Exhibit. So there's going to be like an art show as part of the conference. So we're really honored about that because it's a very prestigious exhibit, and a lot of artists compete every year to be in this show. So we're going to have a satellite gallery there. This is the first time they're doing a satellite gallery, so it's very cool. And we're, and it's kind of all too. I'm really excited about that too, because we actually have another artist that's speaking, Nate Larson. He works up in Elgin, and he's a photographer that does a lot of stuff with playing around with the way people perceive things, you know, as normal and paranormal. And so he's going to be showing slides of a lot of his photos and talking about, you know, how he came to you know, do these different projects and how he involves himself in the paranormal through his photography.
Mm.
So there's kind of some weird stuff that we're doing, so I hope everyone likes it. I'm not quite sure, but there's so many great speakers coming. I mean, you really can't go wrong. If you don't like one, you know, you probably like all the others.
Well, who do we have coming this year anyways as far as speakers are concerned?
We've got Nate Larson coming, one of our best guide, Elizabeth Rintoul. She is she's an international tour guide. She takes people all over the world, teaching them history through ghost stories. So she's going to be talking about using ghost lore as an educational tool. Greg Myers is coming from Missouri Paranormal.
Yeah, good friend of ours. Real good friend of ours.
Talking about extreme ghost hunting. Brian Loeffler is going to come and talk about all of the, you know, very astute methods that he's developed in ghost hunting, especially with photography. You know, it's very definite ideas, as I'm sure you know about photography and ghost hunting. So he's going to talk a lot about that. John Kachuba is going to come and talk about his new book that just came out over the summer.
We've had him on the show also before. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he's really funny, too.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. Yeah, he's a really nice person. And Sally Ryan is coming.
We've loved Sally.
This is amazing.
Sally.
I mean, I just thought, like, I'm just going to ask her. And she said yes. And it's amazing. I mean, she, you know, her parents founded parapsychology at Duke University. And it's just, she's so cool. She's really into kind of bridging the gap between parapsychologists and ghost hunters. So she's going to come and talk about, you know, parapsychology.
We got to meet Sally for the first time last year in Virginia. It was a total honor for us. And it was actually kind of like, I was a bit nervous to talk to her, and of course, having said that, Saturday morning when I was coming down to load stuff up, guess who I get in the elevator with by myself? but we had fortunately we had a great conversation, and she is an absolute dynamite lady. She's a lot of fun, and she knows her stuff too. God, does she know her stuff?
Yeah.
She's a lot of.
Yeah.
We're looking.
Yeah, she's great. So I'm really nervous too. You know, but she's.
No,
but
she's cool.
She just seems like she's ready to have fun, and she thinks it's cool, and it's great. And of course, you know, the piece de la resistance. Mark Macy's coming.
Yeah. Now, how'd you get Mark Macy? Because I mean. Now, I know Doug's hiding in the background somewhere right now, and he's probably, like, just spit his Pepsi out all over the place, all over the inside of his truck. But, Mark...
I wonder, is this, like, a first? Because I've not been to a conference with Mark Macy yet. And, of course, Mark Macy, every single Ghostly Talk listener, I think, already knows, is of worlditc.org, instrumental transcommunication.
Yes.
And it's a hot, hot topic, and Mark, of course, is right there at the top of it, with years and years, I mean decades, of access to decades of research and articles and things like that. And I'm telling you, any conference that Mark Macy attends is a conference to be at. Because I think this is fairly rare for Mark to do a conference.
I think so, too. I think, I might be wrong, I'm almost sure that the only place I've seen that he was speaking was at the Stanley Hotel. Was it last year? Maybe last year? Maybe the year before?
I think, yeah, actually he was at the Stanley Hotel. I remember that now. He was there.
So, but that's all. Yeah, I mean, I just... on a whim, asked him, because, I mean, I just sat one down one night because I was so overwhelmed with everything, and I thought, like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to ask somebody that I really would like to come that probably won't come. And
well,
he's like, yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much.
I think, Ursula, that you were inspired at that moment because Mark Macy I respect the man so much and honor the work he's been a part of and the work that he represents and the things that he's doing with instrumental trans communication, that it's going to be an honor to be even in the same city as him, let alone at the same conference.
Absolutely, I agree. And he is, he's bringing his Luminator to demonstrate, which I know a lot of people are familiar with that. It's a machine that he's developed that channels the dead. And he's going to talk about how it works. He's going to demonstrate it. He's going to be demonstrating it all day. It was a lot of stuff. Like, we had to make sure we had the right lighting and all sorts of things like that so that it would work properly.
Mm-hmm.
But he's bringing it. He's like, let me know if you want me to bring it. And I'll put it in the back seat. Yeah.
Try explaining that one off to a cop if you get pulled over for speeding.
So, yeah, it's just the coolest thing. I'm so excited about meeting him. I'm so excited about hearing him talk and to talk about all the stuff that he's been doing, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, we're definitely, we discussed this before, Ursula. I think I told you specifically, I'm like, I'm just going to warn you right now that we're going to be stalking Mark Macy probably all weekend. This poor guy is going to be hate us by the end of the weekend, but because we just love Mark so much. He's been on the show several times, and he's given us so much, too, as far as not just intangible things like all the information he's given us, but he's actually sent stuff to us to check out, stuff that's part of ITC. He's responsible. He sent us the original cassette that we put up on the Ghostly Talk site with the Spiricom recordings. We had his blessing from that. We wouldn't have done it unless we had his blessing, and he was the one that said to go ahead and capture it and put it up on your website for people to download for free. So we have always had a great relationship with Mark Macy on a email, telephone basis, and it's going to be really great to finally meet him for a change now. It's going to be good to just sit down and talk with Mark. So thank you for bringing him to the conference, Ursula.
No, I'm so grateful to him for coming, and I just think he's just going to teach so much, I think. And he's such a genuine person, and he's genuinely interested in spreading the word about the stuff that he knows and the stuff that he's discovered. And that's all he wants to do, is to share it, very peacefully and very, openly. And it's really cool. And he's one of those people where, you read the description, his bio, and anyone would think, what a crackpot. So I'm really hoping that people will come.
Yeah.
He's completely mad, but I'm just really anxious for people to come and go like, wow, this guy really, knows what he's talking about. He really makes sense.
What else do we have going on this weekend? I mean, well, the weekend coming up, is there anything else that we should point out?
We are, that's going to go, I'm hoping that we will finish up by about 7:30 or so, and the evening sessions that should start at 8, and everyone who's got a ticket to the conference is welcome to stay for the evening session, and you can also pay at the door if you want to just come to the evening session also.
Okay.
But we've got, and I was glad to set that up, too, because we had some events that we planned for Saturday night, but they sold out really quickly, so I was glad to have something to provide for people, too, so we wouldn't just make them go home when we had to go off. The big thing that we're doing Saturday evening is going on a Resurrection Mary party tour crazy thing. We're going to get on a bus, and we're going to go down to Archer Avenue. We're going to tour Archer Avenue and talk about all the hauntings along Archer Avenue. We're going to be having dinner at Chet's Lounge across from Resurrection Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
They're just amazing. They've been there for years and years and have had many experiences with Resurrection Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a party there Saturday night.
Okay.
And then head back to the hotel. And some people who have signed up, we're going to go at midnight up to Uptown to an old theater and speakeasy that is going to open it up for an investigation at midnight for us. And this place is so cool. I mean, this guy, Larry Braun, he saw this place. He had a theater company. He was looking for a space for his theater. He saw this little storefront theater in Uptown, and lo and behold, found that there was a secret ballroom behind the storefront that was used during Prohibition for a dance hall. And so this place is so cool. It's got a lot of activity that's been reported, very active, in just the last few years. And it's just has this enormous basement, too, where a lot of the activity has gone on. So he's going to open it up for us, gratefully, we are, at midnight, so that we're taking just about 20, 25 people at midnight to investigate, as long as anyone wants to stay after this long day.
Yeah.
So that'll be really cool, too.
I've never heard the word secret in ballroom ever said in a sentence before, I have to say.
Only in Chicago.
Only in Chicago. A secret ballroom.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, so very cool. And you know, the Congress Hotel, where we're holding the convention, where a lot of people are staying, again, this place is just crazy. And the weirdest thing about it is it's very rough around the edges. Like I said, it's right on Michigan Avenue, but it's got this bizarre atmosphere. The staff has been on strike for the last 3 years.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, there's like a skeleton crew there, and it's just, I mean, you just roam around, you know, this massive building.
Are they, like, picketing out in front and stuff, too, or is it like...
You know, they used to, not too much anymore, every once in a while, but it's just, it's such a strange situation. They actually have a website that you can go on, and I'm hoping, too, that just people come to the conference will... You know, we'll check that out, too, because it's a really strange situation.
Interesting. Well, okay, I hope they aren't, like, picketing and fighting and stuff out front. I mean, only in Chicago again, right, Ursula, but I hope they're not, like, there isn't some big strike out in front while we're trying to walk in there with our equipment. Like,
oh,
you can't go here, go away, bam, hitting, you know, knocking the head and laying on the ground.
No.
Ursula,
no, nothing like that at all.
But we're totally looking forward to coming down there. The last month then,
the last weekend of October.
Thank you so
October
much, Bonnie.
October 26th. It begins.
And it goes through the 28th of October. The whole weekend, last weekend of October. Check it out. The website is, chicagohauntings.com/conference.html, whatever. That's, chicagohauntings.com/conference. It should take you right to this page with all the information. It's linked up at the Ghostly Talk website also, so definitely check that out. If you haven't got your tickets for this, definitely come check it out. Ursula, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so looking forward to seeing you again.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't seen each other since last year. It's going to be totally great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We look forward to it. Hang on the line for a second, okay, Ursula? Don't leave us just yet.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here, guys. Coming up.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Coming up here in a few minutes after the break, Robert M. Honeycutt. Did I say that right, Bonnie? I don't have my notes in front of me. It's like, did I say it correctly?
Yep.
I know the font's small in the notes tonight.
Yes, it is.
Well, I was trying to fit it all on one page because I'm out of printer ink, so I'm trying to save ink. It's all like, yeah, you see here, yours totally got waxed at the end there. Yeah, coming up, Robert M. Honeycutt's going to be talking about the Georgia Ghost Society. You know, this is Ghost Month. We're going to be talking to ghost hunters. That's what I want to do here, and I know Doug wants to do that also. Doug, you still hiding over there?
Absolutely. I was listening about Chicago, and I'm getting excited.
Oh, it's going
to
be
fun. And I can't wait to hear about Georgia Ghost Society because... you know, I have a soft spot about Georgia since I stayed in a haunted Red Roof Inn down there.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, hang on for 1 second, guys. We're going to go to break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be back.